Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the 25th day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including now three children, for good reasons that I'll mention in a moment. Halini Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, and Raya Bas Michal, may they all in need have a refua shalema. Yesterday we shared the exciting news that Ben Tinok, but now Shalom Asher, who was named at his birth a few days ago, is no longer in need of our tefillos. My wife shared with me yesterday, this is a local girl from Boca who we've been davening for I think a year now. Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredal, her mother shared on the WhatsApp groups that have been really making their way around our community, that thank God, she has really had an incredible improvement. Still more to go, but, she thought that at this point, her daughter does not need our collective tefillos anymore. And so that is really with exciting news that we have gone from 5 to 3, and that we see the same for all else, for all others who are in need of refuah. And as we share on this call, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we're on the call. Those who are davening for someone looking for a shidduch, those who are yearning for children, those in need of parnasa, of chizik, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos be answered, latova, for good. And of course, always thinking about our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. May they speedily, today, be returned to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, almost to the day, I think from a year ago, and introduce Rabbi Daniel Feldman of Or Sadia in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be shared by Rabbi Feldman, slowly reciting the 5 chapters of Tehillim we say each day on the call. Peres Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Hillel will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and English. And then Rabbi Feldman will lead us in our 3 Mishaberach we say here on the call each day. The Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, and Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those still being held captive. Rabbi Feldman will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim for those who are suffering, who are ill and sick, and pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. V'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. An honor to be here and to reflect for a few moments on what we've been through over these past few months. It's been such a difficult year and such a difficult time period with so much loss and so much suffering. And we sometimes feel as if we don't know how to respond and we can't contain it all. And we feel like we just don't know how to react and we want to just scream out in a uncontrolled and unrestrained way. And our parsha, Parshas Re'eh, actually tells us that we're not permitted to mourn in a completely uncontrolled and unrestrained way. The parsha instructs that if there is a loss, if someone suffers a death, lo sisgodidu, v'lo sisimu karcha b'neneichem l'meis. One shouldn't cut themselves, one shouldn't tear their hair out in reaction to a death, in reaction to a loss, that there has to be some restraint, that there has to be a limit to how one reacts in the face of great tragedy. And that seems like a difficult thing to ask. And the Pasuk actually tells us where that control comes from. In the beginning of the Pasuk, we're reminded that banim hatem l'Hashem Elokeichem, that when all is said and done, as much as we feel like we are lost and we are suffering, and we don't know what's going on, and we are completely disconnected, it's still the case that we are children of God, that He is still looking after us, that we are not orphaned. And as much as we don't understand, and as much as we can't make sense of it all, we remain the children of God, and there is ultimately His providence over us. And it is noteworthy that it's the same pasuk that is the source for a halachic idea. The Gemara tells us that this should be read also a little bit differently. Lo sisgodu should be read as lo sigodu, that lo seishu agudos agudos, that we shouldn't sit in different groups, that we shouldn't have factionalism, that we shouldn't be divided. The Gemara uses this to derive a halachic principle that when it comes to halachic practice, we shouldn't have very visible distinctions that could lead to conflict, that could lead to divisiveness. And this seems to be part of a larger concern that we shouldn't have machlokas, that we shouldn't have contention among the Jewish people, that we need to have unity. And this seems to connect the two ideas, the notion of our being banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we are children of God, reflects itself in both concepts, that He's caring for us, and that even when we don't understand why things are happening, it still remains the case that we are children of God, and therefore He wants from us also that we should be united, that we should be together. But at the same time, that feels difficult. It feels like it's a tremendous demand for us to feel united when there's so much going on and there is genuine disagreement and there is genuine difference of opinion, what path to take, how can we feel actually united, how can we feel like we are indeed the people of Achdus, the people of connection. And that perhaps is what we look to the rest of the Parsha for. Parsha Shrei is so rich in so many concepts, but among them are the principles of Staka and the principles of loaning money. And we read about the Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim, which tells us that we are obligated to forgive loans at the end of the Shemitah process. And all of this reflects the concept of mutual responsibility and the idea that we are invested in the well-being of each other, and that as much as we pursue our own well-being, that we are obligated to sustain ourselves and to make a living and to make a profit and do what we need to take care of ourselves and our families. But we do so with a perspective of the broader Jewish people in mind. And the principle of Ani Yerecha Kodmim is derived from this week's Parsha, the idea that we take care not only of ourselves, but of those closest to us, and that we see a responsibility towards our community and to all that we can extend ourselves to. And as Shimon Shkrop explained, that the notion of being a sense of responsibility emanates from the responsibility that we feel towards ourselves, and that the fact that we have an obligation to take care of ourselves, yes, that is primary, but we also have the ability to be a definition of self that is expansive and that can include as many others as possible. And in that sense, that he understood the statement of Hillel in the Mishnah, Emeina Nili Mili, to mean that yes, we are first responsible to take care of our own selves, but Kishani Lasmi Ma'ani, that were I to define the word Ani as only meaning myself, that would not be too impressive. I have the ability to define Ani in a more expansive way. So the more I include others within that concept of myself, the greater I am. And that's the way we accomplish true Achdus, that we see a definition of self that is as inclusive as possible. We are as invested as we can be in the well-being of as many others as is conceivably possible. And that is how we create genuine unity. And it's in that sense that we recognize that we are all siblings, that we are all banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, and that's what reminds us that even that which we don't understand, even horrific suffering and tragedy, is ultimately still part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence, still a part of his hashgacha, and still ultimately a reflection of his parenthood of us, and ultimately will be understood in that way and be a source of comfort to us even in these most difficult times. With that, we'll now turn to the Tehillim, starting with Chaf. L'manaseach mizmor l'David Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara Yisagev chashen Elohe Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka Yizkor kol minchotecha v'yolastecha yidash nasela Yitemecha chilbadecha v'chol atzatzecha yimaleh Menanana b'shuasecha u'vishen Eloheinu nidgol Yimali Adonai kol mishalusecha Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho yanehu mishmei kodsho v'gruos yeshe yimino V'arechev v'eile v'atusim v'anachnu m'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Tema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod Adonai hoshia hamelach yanehu v'yom kareinu Chav Gimel Mizmor l'David Adonai ro'i lo echzar B'nos desha yarbitzeni Almei m'nuchosi nahaleni Nafshi yishovev yancheni B'magwe tzedek l'man shemo Gam ki eilech B'geit zalmodes lo irara Ki ata imadi Shiftecha u'mishantecha Heima yinachamuni Taroch l'foray shulcha Neged zalurai Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosti rivaya Achtob v'chesed yudufuni kol yamei chayoi v'shavti b'veis Adonai l'orech yomim. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'malos esoinai el yahorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'oret. Ayitein lambot joglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha, al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yokeka, v'yareach b'layla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos, ma'amakim k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai, shimla b'koli, tiena oznecha kashuvos b'kol tachonunai, imavonos, tishmoyah Adonai mi'amor, kimcha hasicha l'man tivarei, kivisi Adonai kifso nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed, bihabeh imol sedus, v'hu yiseh et Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Membei, maskil l'David, b'yosot v'amarot sila, koli el Adonai eza, koli el Adonai etchanan, eshpoch l'fanav sichi, tarasi l'fanav agid, Bisatei falai ruchi, b'ato yadat v'nesivasi, b'orach zu aleich tamnu fachli. Habeit yomin urei, v'ein limakir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi. Z'akti yilecho Adonai, amati atomachti, chelki b'eret ha-chayim. Hakshiva urinasi, ki dalosi ma'or, hatileni mirafai, ki omsu mimeni, hotziyomi masker nafshi, lehodos esh shemecha, bi achtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol olai. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim, batzaro v'shivya, ha'omdim, bein bayam uvein bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאי מצרה לברכה, ומאפלה ליאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בעגלה, וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. It's for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayilei Tziva Ha'aganal Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'umdim Ha'mishmar Tzeinu, V'Arei Eloheinu, Mikvul Ha'ubanon, V'Yamei Bar Mitzrayim, U'Meriyam Ha'gadol, Avavo Ha'ava, U'Vachol Makom Shehein, V'Yabasha, Ba'avir U'Vayam, Yitena Adonai Yisraivenu, Ha'kimu Aleinu, Nidafim Tzneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzukah Mikol Nega V'Machala V'Yishlach Baracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yaber Sanenu Tachteihem V'Yatirein B'Ches Yishua U'V'Yatar Nitzachom V'Kriyam Bem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Aleichim Lachem V'Lachem Lachem Imoy Veichem V'Hoshi Etchem V'Nomar Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Et Me'adrei Tzva Ha'agana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyot V'Et Kol Acheinu Hanesunim V'Tzaru V'Shuvya V'Avur Shekol Hakol HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel B'Avuro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotzeihem Mechoshech B'Tlamodes U'Mosrasehim Yinatek U'Mesukosehim Yoshiyem Yeshivei Mehiru Lechek Mishpachoseihem Yodu Adonai Chasov Neflosov Levnei Adam Yikriyam Bemakra Shakasov Uftiyei Adonai Yishuvun Uva'u Tzion Berina Besimcha Salam Al-Rosham Tassan Besimcha Yasigu Benasa Yagom Be'anacha Benomar Amen Mishaberech Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Riposam Lachlikam Lachyosam Yishlach Lehem Neheru Refuah Shleimim HaShamayim Ramach Edireihem Ushlesag Vyehem Besoch Sharcho Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Ashta Bagala Vizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Thalmann. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in Yiras Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program. It's going to be on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern next week. Of course, as always, we encourage the days between now and then, at this time and at any time, each word of Tehillim makes a difference. Join us again next week, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment, a tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.